you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ragtag. Sleeping bag. Bullying. Audible orgasm.
Episode 29, Bri Guy. Happy 2023.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I mean, not now, but
yeah,
it will be.
I know. We're a week behind.
Mm-hmm. Or a week ahead. How we want to look at it. Our listeners are 1 week behind our lives.
Yeah.
Like, they're late to the party every single week. Like, this is, we're like, what's going to happen in the future? And we don't know. But you're getting like a little timestamp in the past of how things were a week ago. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you know, I got a message from a few people because I was excited about going to the Alamo Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and then my flights got canceled, and then as of recording now, yesterday I was laying in my basement watching the game,
mm-hmm.
and people were like, oh man, I was Bet listening to a new episode, yeah. and they're like, they knew mm-hmm. that it was canceled. Mm. Or they heard how happy I was, yeah. and then right as they were, I forget how it goes,
yeah.
the timestamp.
Yeah.
They heard it like, oh, but they already knew the flight was canceled. So they're like, oh. Oh,
bummer. Southwest situation.
Brian, a week ago, Brian was so happy.
Look at him now. He's in his basement.
Yep.
But UW won. So that's
something.
They did
win. They
did.
And you know what's funny is as soon as the game was over, I was happy that we didn't go on the trip.
Because
I was like, now I'm already home.
Right. Don't have to travel.
Yep.
Did you shit? Didn't miss anything?
Yeah.
I'm in my pajamas.
The build up to it sucked. Then the game was over. I'm like, oh, I'm already home.
Magic. What a fucking magic trick.
Yep.
Yeah. Episode 29 of Can You Don't. If you have not heard us talk about it before, hear me now. At the end of every episode, we continue on for exclusive VIP party for everyone that supports us on Patreon. And if you want to be a part of that, head over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. You can also find a link in the episode description. And last week on the episode, I just threw out a question about for all the female listeners. Very simple. Do you enjoy anal? And we got a lot of responses.
Could be dudes, too.
Yeah, exactly. We just didn't get any from dudes.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But we'll talk about that in the bonus part of the episode. And then also some people talked about how wonderful the year was. And it's nice to know there were some people that had some good things happen in 2022. And we'll talk about that, too, on the bonus side. If you want to hear something on the show, send that in.
I'm excited to hear the anal stories.
Hear the anal stories?
Yeah.
Mm.
We should make it an annual.
An anal thing?
Anal thing.
Yeah. Send in what you want to hear on the show. Hey guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com. For whatever reason, a gigantic uptick in that in the last couple weeks. You know, getting hundreds of emails. So thank you guys so much. That includes petty beef, just stuff you want to hear on the show, or confessions, follow-ups to things that we've asked about, like your anal schedules.
Glands.
Your glands and how often you want a meat candle in there, or whatever they say.
Meat candle?
Isn't that what it?
Hey. I've heard of a meat cute.
It's similar. Similar, just in your butthole.
Can you imagine just meeting someone while you're like you come to and you could be
hey,
wait, hold on, that's loaded.
Finally,
you come
and release.
No, your brain wakes up. I was like, you come to.
Yes.
Yeah. Not you're also coming.
Yeah. Which is where my brain went first. And then you were like, come. Right. And I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't
do
that.
My brain should have went there.
Could you imagine though, if you just like you were out of like you blacked out. And then you woke up mm-hmm. inside of someone, and that's where you met him for the first time.
Okay. Story time.
Oh,
ready?
Okay.
isn't the first time I met somebody. That was a prison story. I'll save that for a different time.
Okay.
No, but this was actually, I totally forgot about this. It was a night of crazy drinking. And I actually, it was an ex-girlfriend. And we woke up. Let's call her Janet. Let's call her exactly what her name is. Janet. It was not Janet. But we went to bed. And then I had a dream, and this is kind of fucking weird to say. In my dream, I was having sex with somebody else. Not Janet. I was not having sex with Janet. But I must have like been doing like whatever to my ex at the time. And fucking dreaming about it. And when I really woke up, like we were having sex.
Oh, weird.
And I was like, whoa, like it blew my mind. It took me a second to be like, is this a magic trick? Like what is... And it was fine, and I just filed that one away as wow, weird.
Put that in the weird file. Yeah.
It's like, how about that? So I went from getting laid in my dreams to like waking up getting laid by someone who wasn't the person I was having sex with in my dream. Yeah.
I remember mentioning it to my wife one time, like she's like, you know, what do you want for your birthday? And I'd be like, and this has never happened, but I was like, you know what would be awesome is just to wake up to a BJ.
Mm.
But then I was thinking, is that smart? Because what if that's happening? Mm-hmm. Like I'm asleep and she starts that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, Janet.
Right.
Yeah. I like the way you do that, Janet. And then I wake up, I come to, you know,
just that's the J and BJ. It's fucking and, B Janet.
Right.
Or whatever.
So I wake up and then she's just like with her wiener in my mouth, like her eyes this big, like, who are you talking about?
Who about?
And then the teeth come out. I'm like, who's Janet? Who's Janet?
You know, like Interplanet Janet from what was the House of Rock? Remember her?
Nope.
Oh. At Conjunction Junction, what? Like that kind of song?
Nope.
All right. Someone's going to know Interplanet Janet. And I.
What
fuck
was
yeah.
the other hot dog show or something I didn't know about?
Hot dog show?
I don't know why that can. What's the show? Toaster.
I know.
Toaster.
Someone wrote an email. Maybe we'll read it in the bonus side. They have like PTSD from Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah.
They asked us to please stop talking about it. And then they talked about it more. So I'm going to put it in the bonus side.
And
we'll talk about it again.
Some people were pissed that I'd never heard of that show.
They want to disown you for that.
Yeah. Well, fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck them. All right. Let's
head on. I'll disown you first.
Right. Get out of my house.
That's right.
I pay the rent.
That's right.
I pay the rent around here.
The hell? You live on my roof? You don't watch Little Toaster shit.
Brave little fucking doubt.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I'll see how you brave it on your own.
Get out. Here's your jacket. You ready to dive into 2023? Let's make it a good year.
Let's dive in head first.
All right, let's do it.
Just hope it's not too shallow.
Hey-o.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
All right. This one's coming in from our daughter, Melissa. You hear me? Ready? Is this thing on? Okay.
Hello? Check.
Would you rather only refer to people as bitch?
Bitch.
Bitch. You can't call them by their name. You can't say Mr. or Mrs. You have to say, hey, bitch, or excuse me, bitch, if you want to be polite.
Mr. Bitch would be pretty funny, though.
Yeah, it would.
That's pretty polite.
Yeah, it'd be a great, like, dog spa.
Hey, Mr. Bitch.
Hey, Mr. Bitch. Sorry, my homework's late again.
How's the Mrs. Bitch doing?
How's Missy's?
Still bitching?
The other side, whenever someone tells you any type of bad news, you audibly orgasm.
Oh, God.
It can be bad news, like something really, really bad.
Eight. Mass stabbing.
Right. In McStabberton, South Carolina.
Mm.
And you're like, fuck. God, I fucking love that. And it could be something really bad or something as minuscule as, hey, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And you had big plans. You're like, oh, shit, we're out of fries at McDonald's.
I thought it said meniscus at first.
It could be, hey, your meniscus
slipped.
Like
you shredded your meniscus.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the doctor says, that's a good sorry, thing. You won't be walking for a while. Oh, fuck, hang on.
That's kind of, say it again. Tell me how fucked I am. Fuck.
You're not going to be walking for 6 months.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Hold on one more time. How long am I wearing this cast? At least 6 months. Fuck.
And you have cancer.
You have cancer.
Oh,
shit. That's terrible.
Just jizzing all over the place.
God, it's fucking terrible. Anyway.
So would you actually like ejaculate every time too?
Yeah. Well, you're going to run out. I guess if you're a female... and you've been blessed with infinite orgasms perk.
And you're not squirting?
It's a dehydration type of situation for the infinite squirter.
Dehydration situation sounds like a kid's show.
It's a sex move.
actually.
Sounds like a kid's show.
This has
dehydration situation.
Back to Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah. Like, conjunction, what's your function?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. What was I talking about? God damn it. Okay, nothing to do with what we were talking about. But if you want to help us, me and my buddies this week, or sometime this week, while we were out having dinner, and we came up with a term that we couldn't find on Urban Dictionary, and it's a rotten sled. And we need help writing what a rotten sled is. So if you want to help us out, it can be part of our Urban Dictionary. Then we have another one called Bev's Oysters. So there's two that we're working on.
How did this come about?
Not important.
Okay.
Not important. But we need a rotten sled definition, and we need Bev's Oysters. So send that into heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com.
Something about sliding it in. It's got to be about...
I common, like a penguin slide. I don't know. I was trying to figure it out. Anyway, back to this.
Like when some nasty vagina, the rotten sled, where you just...
I know. There's some good stuff in there.
Okay. Well, how about we, when people write the terms in, you could tell us the origin story.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
And it's not going to be nearly as awesome as you were hoping for, but I'm in. I'll do it. I can't wait to let you down next week.
You just got to tell it really well.
You're not going to believe this shit.
Oh, man.
Like, total ordinary story.
Back off. I saw you're, like, punching your fists over there with your gloves on. It's a very threatening
I'm getting excited about a
gesture.
Rotten sled. The rotten sled should involve fingerless gloves.
You know,
it's just something that has to be worn.
What's funny about... We can get into this later, but you doing that, if you did that without the gloves, I would have been like, listen, you did it with those gloves and I felt threatened.
Yeah. You're like, am I safe?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a safe place?
Is this guy going to beat me down?
Is this guy about to fucking take everything I care about?
Can you imagine like you're going to work and you're like, excuse me, Mr. Johnson. I was wondering if I could have the weekend off because, you know.
You know that PTO I haven't used yet? Yeah.
No, Johnson, you're also Team Johnson.
This is the fourth quarter.
You can't leave.
The whole company's Johnson and Johnson.
Everybody, they only hire you if your name is Johnson.
A family company.
It is a family, yes. Well done. Yeah. So you're trying to ask for that time off. Nope, it's our busy time of the month.
Johnson.
The next day you come in with those gloves. Hey, I was wondering about you start doing with your leather fingerless gloves. And he's like, sure, whatever you want. Take the week.
Take the whole quarter off.
Yeah, it's all paid.
Just leave me alone. Okay, so back to audibly orgasming with bad news, which, I mean, there's endless coming because life is shit. A lot of times.
Go to your news app and see all the horrible shit that's going on.
Fuck Pornhub.
Yeah.
Just open iNews or whatever they call it.
Instant
cum fest.
You wouldn't need to like go to a website and search for the one you want. You just go to Facebook and look at the news.
You go on through Facebook and like, oh man, your aunt's going to make you cum.
Yeah,
he's like, bad news. Every GoFundMe, you're just like, fuck.
Yep.
What terrible thing happened? Oh, I can't wait to donate. Can't wait to make a deposit. Fuck.
Only $4,000 to go.
Fuck, you're doing so good.
You know when people share like that, you get on there. I hate this anyway, but when you go on there and all of a sudden you see a picture of a dog and you're like, you know, this isn't, here's my cute little dog.
Like Sarah McLachlan starts playing.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, he was with us for 14 years. And the whole time you're just like, oh,
that's so sad.
You're turned on by it.
You get some new weird fetishes. Tied to some sad, sad things in this
Every
world.
Every time you see a pug with a scrunchy face, you get turned on.
Just them on their own. Like you just, they're bad news to you.
Yeah, you're walking in a park and some guy's walking a pug and you're just...
For whatever reason, like, that's bad news and I like
you
it.
You get arrested for public indecency.
Having to refer to people as strictly bitch. For whatever reason, the quieter you have to address somebody, the funnier this situation is for me. Like a library. Like, excuse me, bitch. Do you have... Shh. No, I know. Sorry, bitch. Do you have any more copies of Odyssey?
And I guess you could start doing it in a way like you sound like a God damn it, what are they called when you got hose?
Punch your gloves.
When you got hose.
Pimp.
You're like, now, bitch.
You got hose, ludicrous? I got hose.
In different area codes?
I'm looking that one up. Go ahead, keep talking.
Well, just how you're like, now, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything you now sound like a pimp all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, bitch. Can you pass the ketchup?
Right. Yeah, grandma's not going to be any dinner thing. Like, hey, excuse
you're at
me,
Thanksgiving.
Bitch.
Excuse me, bitch. Can you pass the stuffing?
Or do you just have to lean into it a little bit?
Yeah.
Just be a
hey,
bitch. That's your thing. Yeah, everyone's just bitched you.
Yo, bitch, give me that stuffing.
Yeah, expecting to get served at a bar. We're like, hey, bitch. Bitch!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're never getting a drink. Ever.
There's a line of people, and you're just hollering from back there.
Bitch!
Hey, bitch!
Bitch, please!
There's a lot of people here. Yeah, bitch, please!
I'm not being rude.
Sounds like I don't want anything to do with this conversation. Bitch, please.
Bitch, please.
No, I'm actually trying to be polite here.
I am. Hold on, looking. Pro. Oh, this is the area. It says pro instead of code.
770 and 404. I'm worldwide. Act like y'all.
This is edited version. That's ludicrous.
That's edited version. I'll find the better version. Hold on.
You know what's funny about saying that's ludicrous?
I didn't know that edited version existed. I got pros.
Yeah.
That's what it was saying.
That's probably one you get at Walmart.
It's like a prostitute, maybe? That's what you got at Walmart?
Dude, before we had any sort of a Hastings or a music place, mm-hmm. I had to buy my CDs at Walmart. And yeah. So, when Kid Rock CD came out, when Limp Bizkit, all the CDs came out, they were all edited.
I know. I remember the first, getting that, having this sticker on, that Snoop D-O-double-G CD. Mm-hmm. And, God damn it, Cypress Hill, I think it was one of my first, had the parental advisory on the bottom. And that was sick. God, you felt like a rebel.
I remember
my mom let me buy it. I was like, you're a fucking bitch.
Bitch, please.
Bitch, you're awesome.
Could you met her? Can I get this new Cypress Hill CD? No, you can't. Bitch, please.
Bitch, please. Bitch, please.
Come on, bitch.
It's such a good boy, bitch.
Imagine telling that to your mom.
How's your mom? My bitch?
Like, your mom is sick.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, how you doing, bitch?
Joey? Like, hey, bitch. rubbing her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch.
Don't be a bitch.
Don't. There's just no, bitch, you have been so good.
I love you, bitch.
You've had a great life, you bitch.
It's funny because, if it's your girlfriends, hey, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You're going out for bitch. Cosmos. You're like, hey, bitch. But when it's your mom, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, bitch.
Yeah. Thanks for, hey, bitch, can you grab me a cup of coffee
while you're Christmas out? Presents? Hey, oh, my God, bitch, thanks, you know bitch. Me so well. Area code. Sorry. Area code. I can just not let this.
My gloves don't pop as well.
If this song gets banned on YouTube, or this video gets banned on YouTube, I'm sorry.
That's ludicrous. If it does.
Now every day is a holy day. So stop the violence and put the 4-4 away. Keeps you to hold a day. 504-972-713. What you gonna do? You checking up.
All right. There's no 208, and that's sad.
What?
Apparently, he doesn't have hoes in Idaho, which seems like a good place to have a hoe. Considering it's Idaho, but there's no 208 in that song, unless I'm not remembering correctly, but I'm pretty sure there's not. Anyway, back to the question. Yeah, calling people bitch, that's funny.
Oh,
you're in court.
Okay,
they say your honor, you're like, bitch.
You're a bitch. Yeah, you're
he's like, do you have any final words? You're like, bitch, and then just go into your thing.
Any one of those things, like you go into, if you're Catholic, you go into son,
in the name of Jesus, bitch.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Dear, bitch. I've never confessed before.
Dear bitch.
What do you say when you walk in there? Do you
just cry and then usually get a dick in your mouth or whatever? What religion were you talking about? Catholic.
Yeah,
yeah.
The ones where you
dick in your mouth. That's what you get. Trust me. My jaw is still
from experience.
Mm-hmm. My jaw's still sore.
Father, that's what, yeah, like,
Father, I have sinned.
Dear bitch, I have sinned.
Dear bitch, I have sinned. He's like, add to the list. You just call me bitch. Just call me bitch.
That's another penis.
Sorry, bitch. Sorry, bitch.
I'm doing, instead of seven Hail Marys, it's seven.
Oh, having sex. She's like, say my name. You're like, you don't want me to.
Yeah.
No, say my name. Like, bitch.
What? Excuse me?
Bah, sex over.
Blue balls.
Blue balls. Okay, back to the orgasm side. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of trivial things that really do have an impact you consider bad, bad news.
Actually,
getting in the car and you're like, fuck, you're late for work, but your gas is low, you start coming.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is terrible news.
Imagine, if that's what, you had to get bad news to get turned on.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You're in the bed.
And she's just reading the news to you.
Yeah. You can't get it. You can't even get hard. You're trying to get it up. And she's like, okay. I know it's going to sound weird. I need you to read this for me. She's like, 57 killed in mass shooting.
He's like, I know.
She's upset.
I know this isn't normal. Can we please put on MSNBC? Please. What do you mean?
I need some Greta Van Susteren or whatever.
The stocks are way down, and I'm going to come so fucking hard.
The The stocks are down, but my dick is up.
My dick is... That's the way it works. Sorry. That's my motto. The more money I lose, the harder I get.
I just think it's so funny. The
sadder you are, the harder I get.
Yeah. She's reading that news for the first time. She's like, oh my God, really? 57 people killed, and you're so they're like,
it's terrible. I'm trying to cover it up. It's fucking terrible.
7-year-old drown when mother
just little whimpery.
It's so funny that she's reading that news for the first time and she's devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And you could not be more happy.
It gets so dark. I guess I'll hint towards it, then we can move right out of it. Knock at the door. It's the cops.
Oh,
knock,
no.
Knock, knock. Your whole family's dead.
Hang on.
They're what?
Sir, I have some bad news.
So do I. So do I. It's coming on his shoes. So am I. It's coming on your uniform.
He didn't even say what the bad news is. He just says, sir, I have bad news.
You just open the door. It's a cop. You're like,
wait, no. He goes, I'm sorry, sir. I have some bad news. Jizz on his shoe, and then you shut the door.
So do I.
You don't even hear the bad news.
No, you know it's coming. Hey-o.
Would you like the good news or the bad news? Give me the bad news.
Give me the bad news. Okay, I want a clear mind for the good news. I want to really take this in.
That situation, any situation where you go in, they're like, all right, you go into a medical place, a hospital, and they're like, would you like the good news or the bad news?
Medical factory.
Bad news. Immediately. Right. Give me all the bad news.
I'm backed up. Can we make it bad news and bad news?
I don't need any good news. No, I just want news. All bad news. I
just
want
to come. What? Therapy? She's like, man, it looks like you're fighting through some heavy childhood trauma. You're like,
oh. Yeah, can you remind me what it was?
Remind me what it was? Well, so you told me
your father used to take
you. Told me your father used to beat you? And like, fuck, did he ever? Yeah, he did. So that sounds like hell. I'm just going to hope that everyone's fine with me calling him bitch.
Yeah. Because like, I think I would do it in a way where it'd be like, hey, bitch, right? You know.
In a funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Diving back, not trying to make it sad, but
Jesus.
But imagining, like, me posting the GoFundMe for my dad got brain cancer. But it was someone else's dad, and I'm scrolling through, and I'm just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
How bad is it? Is it terminal?
Every time you see a black Dodge Caravan, he's...
Dude, it's okay. All right, fine. Bitch stuff.
I'm gonna go with the bitch.
All right, me too. Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Before we move on, we have to address that we got to talk in between the segments there about you build up a tolerance for the bad news.
Yeah.
You have to start making your own bad news.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not bad enough. And so, like, you're just waiting for this. You're, like, thumbing through headlines like a madman. Like, basically...
Give me something!
Basically equivalent to being on page 65 of Pornhub. You're uh-huh. like,
Nope.
dark enough.
Nope.
Not gape.
Nope.
Gape. I said gape! This is not gape! I said, wide open, fucking 103. God damn it. Like, it's trying
fine,
to-
fine. 300 dead and Shriner's fire.
Full fog.
You drive by the Shriner's.
Like, was it
the
Children's Hospital? Oh, shit. Like, it's just so bad.
You're driving to work and you drive by that hospital and you're like, wait. What if that burned?
Mm-hmm. How many people did that kill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Fantasizing about giant tragedies just so you can come. Oh, tolerance is so bad. It's
like, you're just thinking like the worst situations where
just so jaded.
Yeah,
like school shooting.
That's how
blah,
I mean.
Blah 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 blah.
God,
it's so terrible. That's
so it's just like another school shooting. Nothing.
Another high school.
Nothing.
Another high school. Oh, fuck!
Imagine like the
seen it.
You're back with that woman too.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, "Give me something new." Okay, let's see. 20 are dead in school shooting. No.
No, I've seen it.
That didn't do it.
That won't do it. Taxes or Trump's tax returns. Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Not,
move on.
Not nearly
next.
As bad as I want it to be. Fuck. Okay. So we're moving on to, what are you thinking about?
God, that could get bad.
Yeah. I think it got pretty bad. We were talking about an entire children's hospital on fire, and we're coming to it.
Imagine if we would have kept going, how bad it could have been.
How bad that could have went. Whew, glad we stopped where we did. Okay, so let's talk about, what do you think about, Bri? What do you think about?
God, you put me on the spot.
Yeah.
What am I thinking about?
Gym stuff.
What? It's a new year.
Yes, it is.
New year, new me, Joe.
Looking forward to it.
How many days are we in here?
Well, at this point, we're zero. But when this one comes out, we're three days
in. That's what I'm trying to think.
Three days in.
I'm doing the math. So we're 3 days in. Hopefully, I've worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. That's the plan.
That's the goal.
Because obviously, I had to wait because holiday season.
Yeah, you don't want to.
You can't start anything during the holiday season. No. You're eating all the goodies.
Mm-hmm.
My wife makes pastries and all this kind of shit.
Don't be rude.
And then I was like, okay, Christmas is over.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I'm going to start. And then I was like, no. We're going to the Alamo Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be eating that. I'm going to be eating airport food, all that, which, as we know, is earlier, I couldn't go.
Yeah.
Because the flights were canceled. Thanks, Southwest. Hashtag thanks, Southwest. But we still ordered a fuck ton of pizza and everything to watch the game.
Yep.
I ate an entire Visalia pizza.
No.
So good. Every time we order that, it's my favorite pizza.
Is it artisan pizza? Is that what they do there?
It's so good. Yeah.
So you it has the 9 slices or 8 slices, kind of.
And they're massive.
Fuck yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so obviously that was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't do anything for New Year's, but we'll probably have some. It's one of those things like it's an excuse to eat bad just because it's a
you're sad.
Holiday.
And you're sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the middle of winter, you're kind of sad a little bit.
I just got to thinking, by the time this comes out, it's going to be the third. The New Year's Bowl games will have just played.
Oh, yeah.
And then the National Championship will be coming up, so I'll probably be having some snacks then.
Another pizza for that game.
Another pizza.
How are you going to watch the Fiesta Bowl and not have a pizza?
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of, it's a fiesta. It's a party.
It's a Mexican pizza.
How do I not
do that?
Fucking party.
Right.
So the first week and a half, 2 weeks is shot in January.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife's going to New Orleans on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's not going to be cooking dinner.
And she's going to be eating bad there.
She's going to be eating bad. And I'm going to be eating bad because she's not going to be home making dinners. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be getting the kids McDonald's. I'm going to be eating shit. Mm-hmm. Probably more pizza and wings.
Sure, of course.
So January shot.
Yeah.
February. What do we got in February?
Oh, it's a short month. And the weather's pretty bad. You don't want to be out there in the rain.
Yeah,
and snow.
Winter we're right in the middle of winter.
Yeah, up here in the Northwest, we have a bunch of snow, more snow than usual at this point, but late January, February is where you usually get fucking hammered. So you don't want to be unsafe
and be driving to the gym. Eating comfort food.
Yeah.
Hanging in the basement.
Risking your health by driving to the gym, like an accident. Can't run outside, it's freezing.
Right, and I usually do. So February shot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe March we could start.
Yeah, might be a good time. Like spring break in there, and the kids are home.
Oh yeah, they'll be home. We might even be taking a trip somewhere.
Yeah.
So once again, I'll be eating bad because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then April showers.
Right.
So not gonna be wanting to go outside. It's gonna be raining all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's my 40th birthday coming up. I'm sure. I don't celebrate birthdays, but I'm sure someone's gonna.
Celebrate me. Yeah. Yeah. Or a pizza or whatever.
An ice cream cake from Dairy Queen, probably.
Big fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Since I was a little kid.
Yeah. It's the number one ice cream cake.
When my wife and I got together.
It's probably the only reason they're in business is ice cream cakes.
Yeah. Blizzards and ice cream cakes.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started dating, I told her, she goes, what do you want for Christmas or what do you want for your birthday? Mm. Cake. And I was like, ice cream cake. Mm. She's like, okay, got it. I'm like, sweet. Mm. I fucking love ice cream cake.
Where'd she go?
She went to Baskin Robbins because her family or her knowledge of ice cream cake was Baskin Robbins. And so what do? I can't beat her.
You guys stayed married?
She got something for me. I couldn't beat her then because she was nice, but she got me the wrong thing. So what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Divorce, I think.
Well, we weren't married yet.
Oh.
So I could have.
You should have left.
I should have at the time.
Yeah.
So, but I had to set her straight.
Mm-hmm.
I had to smack her around a little bit, set her straight.
Mm-hmm.
That it's Dairy Queen or nothing else.
Just imagining a fight, like a very big landmark relationship fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just screaming over Baskin Robbins and Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Like aggressive shit, like throwing chairs and plates.
It's not even really about that. It's about that she didn't know.
A hole in the wall?
It's that she didn't know that I like Dairy Queen.
Now when she looks at that hole in the drywall, every day she's reminded.
Yep.
that don't ever do that again.
Right.
Yeah.
If I see Baskin Robbins in this house, another hole's going to be, your head's going to go through the wall.
That's, I mean, your threat's not mine. Yeah. I'm not. I mean, I'll watch, I guess. I don't know. Is it pay-per-view?
It could be.
Okay.
And then anyway, let's get off the wife abuse.
Yeah.
And then where are we at? May? Now we're going to start camping.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, and you got hot dogs and shitty food out there camping.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It's Memorial Weekend. That's the first kickoff. People are going to be going camping.
I get it. And then also going back to like the first part of the year, you can't come in on January. The gyms are packed.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to get the equipment you want. That's frustrating. Right. So just wait it out for a bit.
So you wait for the first month where everyone drops off. And mm-hmm. then you start. But
you'll get in. Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll get in. But then, as we talked about, February, no one wants to snowing. We don't want to. I don't want to drive to a gym.
And there's probably going to get chocolate for Valentine's Day. No, I get it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now.
We can try again maybe in the summer.
You know, but then you're going camping in the summer.
I know. Okay. So you mentioned
here,
this has nothing to do with the New Year's resolution thing. But it's something that I have been pissed about for, I think, at least a couple decades. Deep down, just internalizing this hatred.
Okay.
And the hatred is about... one of the bigger reasons I don't like camping is because the essential items you need, why are they in such small fucking bags?
Mm.
Why a sleeping
bag? Sing it, sister.
Why are you making it so small that I'm frustrated at putting it back in the sack?
You don't even want to use it because you don't want to put it away.
All right. I'd rather freeze to death than get this fucking thing out just to put it back in the tank. Just make the bag bigger. Like, who are we trying to impress?
They're trying to impress Mother Nature?
Like,
they're trying to impress you at the store. They want to make it look good on the shelf.
Okay.
So just put a bigger bag in the bag.
Yeah, right.
And then toss the other bag.
Use that other bag for like a... It's big enough barely for like a sandwich, so maybe you just put some sandwiches in there.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's how big it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be your...
Peanut butter.
All things just throw into a bag.
It could be a trash bag, is what it could be.
A bag to hold your other bags.
Or diapers, yeah.
Well, make it biodegradable.
Just throw it away. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, you could leave it.
Mm. Take it out.
Throw all your trash in there and then burn it in a fire.
Burn it in a fire.
Save the environment.
Because that is about how great they are. It just doesn't make... Same thing with tents. Like, yes. Just make the bag bigger.
Yep.
Give me another 6 inches on the diameter so it can
six
fucking...
6 inches makes a lot of difference.
That's what she said. She mentioned. She implied.
Yep, she meant.
She implied she wanted
with you,
more.
She didn't have to worry about it.
Hey! But just a bigger goddamn bag.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm asking.
I'm with you, sister.
Okay. I'm glad that you agree. Because it's drove me crazy forever.
When we go camping, we'll go... Ugh. See, now you're going to bring it out in me. That's what we should just walk into the place. Like, Coleman.
You guys got any bigger bags? Walk over to their bag machine.
Yeah, sure could use a bigger bag.
Just look at it and be like, how do I make the bags bigger? Like, looking at a little measurement thing. Like, oh, well, we can't do that. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, you can't
can
do that.
Can you? Just fucking do a little nose wipe.
The good news or the bad news?
The good news or the bad news? Good news, I just came. Bad news, we're making bigger bags. And then you come again.
Well, the bad news is, yeah, I came in. Well,
I came in your bag.
So, yeah, just like we go camping and I'm dreading pack up day because I know. So we got these air mattresses that fold up.
Oh, yeah. Same fucking boat.
You unzip the thing and then it folds out and then it put air into it and it retracts down. And it's fine getting it out and setting it up. But on that last day, you have to bring it. You have to take all the air out and then fold the legs up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, it's like, how did they get this thing in there in the first place? And how do they expect us?
Yeah.
When it's 100 fucking degrees and I'm out there zipping up.
Last leg. Kids have been screaming all day.
Oh, my God.
God.
Like, all you want to do is, like, seriously, I just want to leave it for someone else and buy new stuff. I'm not fucking kidding. I've mentioned this to my wife. Let's just leave all of our shit here. People can roll up, use our shit, and I would rather buy new stuff.
Just put like a little QR code. They can Venmo you. Like,
no, fucking, like, I don't even need the money. I don't even need it. Just take it.
You deal with it.
Yes.
And if you're, and I get it, the people out there be like, it's not that hard. I'm fine.
No, it is that hard, you bitch.
If you have all the time in the
world,
to squish all the air out of it, fine. That's not the point. The point is we don't have to do that. And if you're saying, yeah, well, it's about saving space when you're packing up your car. It's a fucking sleeping bag.
Yeah.
No matter what I push around it, it's going to squish in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be pre-squished into a solid brick.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway, so you going to go to the gym or not? 2023? What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know, because the whole summer shot.
Yeah.
Because
you spend the whole fucking 3 months packing up a tent.
Yeah, and then you're pissed off, so you just want to eat, like, you get in the car, you're like, well, we're stopping at Wendy's on the way home.
Why? I'm not. Because it's fucking sleeping bag.
Because you can justify eating bad for anything. You're right. Like, oh, I had a bad day. I had to change my tire in my car.
You need a fucking juicy Dave's Double.
Yep.
Or whatever they call it.
And then, like, six whiskey and Cokes just because I'm pissed.
Because of the tent? Yeah, because of the tent.
Yeah. So there you go. Your summer's completely shot.
Yeah.
So then you're like, okay, well, it's Labor Day. Mm. Last little hoorah, you go, hoorah. Sound like a Marine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so now you're okay, now school's starting back up, right?
Too busy.
Yeah, you're taking your kids to fucking events. Mm-hmm. So you're stopping and eating McDonald's on the way home because you're too tired to fucking cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then so now you get through September. You're into October. What's in October?
Halloween. Candy stuff.
You're gonna turn down free candy?
No, it's rude. Insulting to our culture.
People went out to the store, they bought this candy, and if you don't eat it, it's just going to go to waste.
It's your
gonna
fault.
End up in a landfill.
If there's a giant recession in 2023, it's your fault for not eating candy.
Yeah.
And you don't want that blame.
I don't want that on my shoulders.
No.
Fuck that.
No,
so
thanks.
I'm going to eat the candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I then agree. What's Thanksgiving rolls along? What's Thanksgiving?
Food.
Yeah. All you do is fucking eat.
That's it. And then here we are back around December.
Yeah. We're back into December and January. Here we come.
So you're not going to go to the gym in 2023.
Probably not.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe in like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
When
things really slow down.
Really slow down. But then I'm going to be mid-40s. That's so weird to think about.
That is weird to think about.
Like, am I really going to want to go to the gym mm-hmm. and see all these strapping 22-year-olds with big...
Just putting it up.
Peck.
One like big peck.
Glutes and pecs.
One peck.
Just working
just
one peck.
Just lopsided. Oh my God, that'd be so funny. Go to like a body, like your whole thing, you just work out one side. Of your body.
Giant. your bicep, forearm, and calf, and everything is just.
And your tan.
Huge.
Your tan right down the middle.
Just orange.
Just an orange line in one rip side of your body, the other one's just total fucking dad bod.
Or just scrawny.
Yeah, just this tiny.
No, that's even better. Yeah, like fat. Like
yeah,
you have this hanging. Lopsided weird beer belly that's right. Like misformed.
Three pack?
Yeah.
Three pack and those Barbie muscles, whatever they call them, where the hip flexors are. And the other side just hanging over your gut, hanging over your Speedo.
And you're on steroids, so one of your balls is shrunk down too.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck
yeah.
So that everything is bigger on this side except your ball's smaller.
Just veiny feet, just veins everywhere and just pasty white
mm-hmm.
and
skin tags.
And skinning like and
moles.
Just hanging. Yeah. It's an issue.
What would you like if you're gonna masturbate or something? Or like if you're gonna oh my God.
Excuse me?
It's like Two Face.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
So like you're in
fucking
the
fucking blind Two Face
like,
Albrand.
Yeah. You're like you're plowing your wife or your girlfriend or whoever.
Just like roll
whoever
over.
It is. Like if you turn over this way, you look attractive. You're with an attractive woman. You roll the other way, you're like this fat slob.
She's screwing. Like, please roll over.
Yeah, turn the other way, please.
Please roll over. I'm trying to get excited about sex.
Well, tell me some bad news and I'll let you have it.
She's putting her hands like around your waist, like one just ripped and one's mm-hmm. just like Play-Doh. Yeah.
Gross.
Fuck yeah.
Imagine someone's ass, like mm-hmm. this sculpted cheek.
Perfect.
One cheek is just it's friggin' David. The sculpture of David, whatever the fuck.
My brain for whatever wanted would to be David Copperfield.
David like, Copperfield?
You get it. I was like, is he that ripped? Mm-hmm. Could be. I don't know. Yeah, the statue. That's of course. Of course the statue.
Have you ever seen a fat magician?
Not yet.
They make their weight disappear, probably, huh?
Oh,
hey.
Oh, that'd be something.
I just made that up.
Just
ta-da! You're a different person.
Yeah. It's just your brother who's more successful. Like, has more money, and you're like,
it's terrible Houdini's show. Brother.
You're just crying.
That's a thing. Houdini had a brother who was also...
Yeah, that's how they pulled off tricks. Had the twin thing. Right? No. Was that him?
No.
Somebody else.
He never was trying to... No, his brother did a tour. He's like... It was like... He branded himself as the brother of Houdini.
Mm.
But he thought he was better than Houdini.
Classic sibling rivalry. Yeah. How'd he die? upside down underwater?
Yeah, I'll show him.
I'll show him. And then the guy in the audience is like, oh.
Whole crowd of people just,
God.
Fucking jerking
people off. People crying. You're in the corner. Fuck. This is the worst show I've ever seen.
Dude, that would be bad if you if you're like watching somebody die, like your grandma's on her deathbed, and like she starts like
doing the dying breathing thing,
and you start coming doing a breathing thing too. You're
like, everyone just, including the doctor, everyone just looks at you and
just over the corner, trying to hold it in, like
making the weird faces. Ah, okay. So you're not going to the gym and make bigger fucking camping bags.
This is a fucking shit show.
This is a fun shit show. This is exactly how I wanted 2023 to start.
Yeah.
This is great. All right, let's move on to some dick.
I don't even know where we are.
We're going to dick.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick.
D-I-C. This story has been floating around for a little bit. In fact, some people did send it in. Some kids did send it in. However, I can't find one name of somebody. I'm not sure what happened to the emails. It got filed away and blah, blah, blah. But I know that you guys did draw attention to this. And it's insane. It's sad. It's insane. It's dumb. That's why that's the D in D-I-C.
Sorry.
This story is going to make you come so hard. Mother facing charges after allegedly cyberbullying her own daughter.
That's too bad. That's terrible news.
A woman in Michigan is facing charges for allegedly sending hateful and bullying messages to teenage students, including her own daughter, under a fake name and number. Kendra Lakari of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, facing 5 charges, including stalking a minor, obstruction to justice, according to a criminal complaint filed against the mother. Okay. Now, the report does not go in to say what she sent, but more on that here in just a second. But I cannot even just imagine doing that.
This picture of her looks like something she would do.
Yeah. Yep. She did coach basketball at the school.
Okay.
One quote from the story says, even when we realized it wasn't a kid, we weren't expecting it to be a parent. William Chilman, the superintendent of Beale City Public Schools, told Good Morning America, when they informed us later in the spring that they were suspecting that it possibly was her, it was a shock to all of us, and I think everybody involved. So they found out, did the investigation. There was thousands of messages sent. She used, you know, like VPN and stuff like that to share or to hide her location.
Oh my God.
Came up with multiple different accounts so
NordVPN spot or whatever.
Yep. Plug. So they eventually tracked her down using her IP address attached to the messages that they have uncovered hundreds of pages of hateful and harassing messages. And here's the quote about the number. We had tens of thousands of text messages, whether they're messages that was just for her daughter or some of her daughter's friends, and the digital footprint was just insane. someone close to the report said, or to the investigation said. But she got let out on a $5,000 bond, so that's nice of her. When you
listen, bitch.
When you hear this story, where did your brain go? Like, how do you think that she was bullying her daughter? Because it doesn't say, but my brain went in a certain way, and I'm curious where yours went. Like, what type of messages do you think that this bitch, Mrs. Bitch, wrote?
I don't know. It just seems kind of like that you're pretending to be a kid her age.
Like back in high school?
Yeah, like what you would have done.
Like maybe you were bullied.
You were bullied. You're getting all that out on your daughter.
Yeah, and that was something that I don't know. I didn't realize growing up, and I just realized it more, that there's like there's some weird daughter-mom dynamic shit in this world.
Yeah.
And I know it's just culturally infused to be cutthroat with each other. Like, you're always in competition with every female around you, and that does embed itself in your brain against your own daughter, like comparing your weight and success and
cute
friends.
Guy, like, some cute guy that she's like a cougar.
You're right.
She'd rather have the attention of him than her daughter get it.
Mm-hmm. I know that exists, and that's weird on its own. So you're thinking, yeah, kind of just a rebuttal to when she maybe was getting bullied in high school and knock her down a couple pegs, whatever it may be, right?
Yeah, that's the first.
I was thinking, or I would like them to have been like oddly specific threats and like mean texts.
Yeah.
Like,
your weird pinky toe.
Yeah, like they're sitting down at dinner and then like the phone goes off, like the mom's sitting on the other side, like hiding under the table texting. She goes, putting ketchup on your steak again, you're fucking pathetic. Just like your mother. Or like some weird. And she's like, dang, she says, God damn it, mom. Like that, another one. How do they know? Like she's helping them check out in the lawn. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. How would they know? Or like, you know, she wakes up in the morning, a little text that's just like, your skirt doesn't even match your shirt doesn't even match your pants today, you big dumb bitch.
I see you bled through your tampons again.
Oh, it looks like you bled on your sheets again, you fucking dirty bitch. Like, it's like weird stuff like that. Oh, wow, your boyfriend came in 30 seconds again. We're having sex on the couch in the basement while watching Ghost Adventures, you nerd. Like, just like super Ghost Adventures. Like, just like way too, like.
Like, what exactly? They were
all
doing.
The signs were there.
Yeah,
that it was the mom. Yeah. They're like, oh my god, he must be outside the window again.
I bet your mom is so fucking hot.
Yeah, bet your mom's so hot. I saw her masturbating in the fucking bedroom while you and your boyfriend had sex for 30 seconds again downstairs, and she and your mom wasn't watching. She never does. Nerd.
It's just like, and praising her mom all the time too, like knocking her down and praising the mom. Gosh, too bad you can get your mom's looks.
Get your mom's looks. Your mom's so hot.
Nappy ass bitch.
Yeah, your mom's so hot. You fucking dork.
I'd totally rather fuck your mom than you. You skanky ass hoe.
Dinner's in five. I mean, fuck. Yeah. Anyway, so I just picture them being like oddly specific when they got the pages, the tens of thousands. Of text messages, and they're always just like weird. No one else would know it. And they're like, oh shit, all the signs were there. Like, it's only way the someone would know this. Yes.
Like, it's so obvious.
Clearly someone's sitting there. Bring your laundry down to 10, you dumb bitch. And like, they're like, who could this be? To go back to that, whatever. I think that was last week.
Yeah. The teenage kid.
Get your laundry down to your 10, you big dumb bitch. God. Love, Anonymous.
Like, okay. Love you though.
Love you though. Fucking. Keep being yourself. Keep your head up.
You can be whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Just not your mom.
Yeah, just not your mom, because your mom's amazing. And you'll never be. Bring your laundry down to 10.
You can be anything you want, just not your mom.
You say your mom, because it's impossible to obtain this the level of folks. Yeah. Oh, man. But I just thought that was so fucking weird. So weird. To just have your mom bullying you and your friends. I mean, psychologically, not all there.
Yeah.
Some sort of void where you feel like you have to just keep going over. Just there's no point in doing that. It's over. Just fucking don't do that. Doesn't make any sense.
It's just crazy to think, like, you see your daughter getting too popular or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you just.
And you always wanted to be.
You wanted to be. And you're like, oh, she can't. I don't want her to outdo me.
Yeah.
And, like, no one else is bullying her, so she has to do it.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, her mom holds the record in that high school, the same high school for, like, right. I don't know, like, flag dancing. And, like, her daughter is, like, just a phenomenal flag dancer. And so she's trying to just tear him down. Like, you're not taking mommy's record.
Yeah.
You'll never twirl like mom. Something super weird.
Dude, my mom is a twirler. And my aunt, my mom can still do it. She's like, she does all this shit.
But so throw it up and then
imagine my sister was gonna be a twirler.
Is that what they're called? Not flag dancer? I don't even know what they're called.
I don't even know.
Okay.
Well,
there's ribbon dancer and then there's twirl. I don't even know. What's the goddamn flag thing?
Yeah.
That's
well,
what
no, they this wasn't a flag thing. It was like an actual baton. Yeah, yeah, baton twirler.
Okay.
So I'm just picturing my sister wanting to get into that. And my mom, something so specific, like baton twirling, you know, not like the volleyball or like a softball like a star. Bigger,
yeah.
It's the baton twirler. And then it's like so specific.
And every morning your sister wakes up, her baton's broken in half.
Yeah.
And she's like, mom's like, I don't know. Guess you got to miss another week of practice.
Well, she's over there with like a new one.
It's a bummer this happened right before the state finals or whatever.
Or whatever.
Fucking crazy. Doing these cool tricks. Unless you use mine, but you know it's special.
Yeah.
Too special for you. This is the one I use when I won state.
It's signed by some famous baton twirler.
Twirlerson.
She keeps it in a,
in a case above the fireplace.
Yeah. A mantle.
With a little, it says do not touch. Especially and then your sister's name.
Huge letters covering up the baton. can't even see the baton. It says do not touch.
Whole thing just a frame, do not touch. anyway, that's all I had. I guess I thought that was fucked up.
That is fucked up. Man. I mean, yeah, and the thing is like, you know, this kind of shit happens all the time. We're just that maybe you didn't want to be a mom.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you wanted to keep your daughter down and she's become successful. You're like, I never had a childhood because I had you when I was 13.
I'm taking yours away.
Yeah. I'm taking everything away from you because you took it from me, even though it wasn't her fault that she was born. You maybe shouldn't have been a whore.
Humans are weird. Shouldn't have been a whore.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that ever happened because you're a fucking whore.
You know what's funny?
Ashamed of yourself.
As being,
That's the only, there's no other reason. Yeah, the only way anybody gets pregnant when they're a teenager is because you're a fucking whore. Anyway. That's it. You never change my mind.
I'm buried. Or I'm dug in.
I'm dug in.
You're not changing my mind.
You're a fucking whore. That's it. End of discussion.
I mean, it's funny. We do it as parents, though. Mm-hmm. Like, not bully, but we complain about our kids. And it's like, we're the one that had the kids.
Mm.
And they're just being a kid.
Yeah,
and we're griping about it.
Yeah, you force them into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whenever someone's like, they're pissed that their kid didn't do something, and like, well, they're just doing what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being shitty, stupid kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have done a better job of parenting.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Don't want to put the blame there.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. All right, what do you have for your dick this week, bud?
Let's see. It's a little bit late, I guess. But I just thought it was funny.
Speaking of pregnancy.
A little bit late. I have a whole thing on this. So we can derail this whole thing really quick if we want. So person cited for driving in HOV lane with inflatable Grinch.
Love it.
I just think it's hilarious because the picture, the person is blurred out.
Yeah.
But then the picture, the Grinch he's like waving.
It's like, hey.
So I just picture this woman driving in the HOV lane and the people driving by like, oh, I wish I had someone in my car. I could be in that lane. They
wish
look
I had
over
a Grinch.
And Grinch is waving at them while they're driving
it
by.
It would have been better if she had like a little string attached.
With a middle finger.
Or she could just pull the hand.
Yeah. It's just waving.
She just has it like kind of dancing. So it looks a little more lifelike. Has a hat on
right.
And a scarf.
Yeah, and a mustache.
A blow-up thing just bouncing in the passenger seat. Listening to metal. So it just like, looks like somewhat normal to have someone convulsing. Yeah,
playing drums.
Convulsing in the passenger seat.
Someone calls the cops. Looks like this person's having a seizure.
Right. And like, wow. Still something. Actually, it was worse. It was a Grinch. It was a blown up Grinch in the passenger seat.
It's like, I get it because it was around Christmas time. They're being funny. But it's like, if you were taking that serious, you'd think you'd want to do something that's a little bit more inconspicuous.
Yeah.
Not a giant green inflatable doll.
She for sure was just spicing it up.
Yeah.
She's like, listen.
Worth the risk.
I get one shot at this life thing. And this Grinch is wasting time in my front lawn. This Grinch is getting in my car.
Yeah.
But I know there's people in big cities that go through like a fair amount of work to put a fake fucking person.
It's
like
a big difference.
A mannequin looking, or they keep it in the trunk And if they absolutely have to, they just drag a mannequin out and put it in the seat so they can get to where they're going faster.
Could you imagine it's 5 o'clock in the morning?
Can you imagine living in the city? Fucking sucks, yeah. Huh?
Well, picture this. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and you're trying to get to work on mm-hmm. time. You got a long fucking travel. You're driving into Seattle or whatever.
Journey.
This is the kind of shit you deal with.
God, Seattle's traffic is so bad.
You imagine taking that doll and like putting it in your trunk
mm-hmm.
because you're going to go get in the HOV lane or whatever. And some of the neighbor sees that. Like they think you're bringing a body.
Murder situation.
And they call the cops and they come, the cop pulls you over. It's your whole fucking thing. It's on the thing. Look for a silver Subaru Outback.
With a dead body.
Yeah. And then they pull you over.
You just left Home Depot and you're picking up red paint.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a slam on your brakes. And that was the final straw. You're like, fuck. Like, you're like, God damn it, you go get the mannequin out. It's covered in red paint.
Mm-hmm. All the signs.
Jesus Christ.
All the signs lead to a murdered person.
And you're wearing fingerless leather gloves. Like, oh yeah.
And the cop pulls you over like, what was that? And the cop's like, no, move on your way.
Have a good day. Tell your ma I say hi.
Your ma.
Tell your ma I miss her.
Apparently this is Andy Griffith.
It is now.
Yeah, what's his name? Opie, or what was that? What's the what's the guy's name? The goofy guy.
Oh, I see him right now.
Whoa!
It's like Walter or something like that, isn't it?
My dad loved that. He had the fucking DVDs.
Yeah, Andy,
you know what's funny?
Again, like someone is yelling at the screen right now. Oh,
Barney Fife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is like
shoots, pa.
Oh yeah, that's friggin' Opie is mm-hmm. friggin' what's his name.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. So my dad, he had all the DVDs of that show. Is one thing we found it when we were cleaning out the house. I was like, oh, no, not his fucking Andy Griffith DVDs.
Not the Andy Griffith.
Oh, like, I don't, we just got to keep them.
Oh, he start coming. No.
When Barney Fife dies.
Oh, fuck.
But
not the first time Andy Griffith DVD selection has been covered and come.
Not the first
time. There's no way that's
every
the first
time you go to a garage sale.
There's no way that would be the first time. So you have that going for you. Anyway, back to you.
So my dad, it was funny. We'd be talking about TV or something, and he'd just be like, oh, I couldn't find anything on TV, so I just watched Andy Griffith. I'm like, Dad, there's so much. This is the best era for TV there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching your Andy Griffith DVDs.
They just don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, they don't make them like they do.
G-Paw. Oh, Jilly Winkles. whatever they would say. Andy Griffith fucking theme song, dude. Let's just get kicked off of YouTube. That's fine. We're doing it. Again, if you watch us on YouTube, this one doesn't make it there. Just know we thought it was worth it.
Where were we going with this? I trailed off. There it is. Oh, wow. This takes me back.
Oh, G-Paw.
They're walking with their fishing poles right now.
Yes, they are.
Just going a to the long fishing shot. Hole.
Not a very exciting opening.
No.
It's just like the whole thing is them just walking down the road, then turning to a fishing.
It's black and white.
Yeah, my stepdad.
Here it comes.
That's enough.
Yep. Rest easy, Andy Griffith's cast, except for Ron Howard. I think everyone's probably gone.
Probably gone by now.
I brought that up because, why did I bring that up?
Think about good TV shows that were out there.
No, before that.
Before that? Oof.
How did we get on Andy Griffith?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea how we got there.
I follow the breadcrumbs back.
Oh, no, because the cop was like, have a good day, Ma.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, that's what you're
doing. And then we're like, yeah! Hard left!
Whoa! Hello, Mr. Griffith! Barney Fife here!
You want to learn how to make a podcast? Fucking be a lunatic!
Yep. Psychopath.
Lose your mind and just do stuff.
Speaking of
losing your mind,
people getting mad at somebody for something wrong, the Grinch.
Yeah.
He was bullied his whole fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally like stands up for himself and he like steals some presents and everyone thinks he's awful. They treat him like shit.
What'd you expect? Like, yeah. If you could have Yeah, I'm not gonna say it. Back to you. Keep on going with what you're talking about.
I kind of want to know where this.
You don't
want
to know.
Okay, because
you,
I think
you want the show to be canceled.
I think I know where it was going to go because I almost
you're going to go there too.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So we'll let everyone's mind go there.
Yeah, just go ahead and take that.
But like, come on, what do you think's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Friggin' the guy looks different,
mm-hmm.
and you bully him his whole life.
Yeah, he's going to get a little revenge.
What he did was not that bad compared to what.
Mm-hmm.
He could have done.
And in the end, he came around.
Yeah.
You got your shit back.
He just stole. And like, okay, let's talk about spoiled kids. Mm-hmm. They bully him his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do they do?
What?
I don't know. I don't know the story very well. I was hoping you knew. No. They
and then what they do?
What they do? Just
like not even a rhetorical question. Just aggressively asking for help.
What do they do, Joe?
Aggressively asking for help, and then what the fuck did
line,
they do?
Line. They bully him his whole life, and then he tries to think of something to do. He doesn't hurt anybody. All he does is steal their gifts,
mm-hmm.
and then they whine like little bitches because they stole their gifts.
Mm-hmm. I know. On a side note, I think you also for a second episode in a row kicked my headphones out of the
what?
Did you?
No, that wasn't me. I didn't do that.
Well, something happened. I lost my headphones.
That was That's all sad. You. You leaned back pretty far.
I did?
Because I was punching my gloves, and I felt you may have felt threatened.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I definitely didn't kick, okay. though. My feet have been going like this the whole time.
I think the mic, it's still working. We're good.
Okay.
Live another day. I was about to look something up. Oh, okay. This is just another sweet little side quest here. Taylor. But
this has been the whole episode.
I know. But that's
I love it.
2023's. So, what you might not know.
Going off the
is that the actor that played little Cindy Lou?
Yes, I know this.
He's Taylor Momsen.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I know
but
a lot
this.
Of people don't. From a very popular rock band, The Pretty Reckless.
Pretty Reckless.
Yeah.
She's got a good voice.
She does. In case you didn't know that.
I'm going to hell. Bow, da, bow, bow.
Boom. We could just play one of their songs, but we're not going to. Okay.
I like all their songs, but I like a few of their songs are pretty good.
That's good.
They rock.
Little radio rock group.
Yeah. She's got that raspy, cool and the rock and roll chick voice.
And the look of
and
a nice raspy.
And sometimes she puts like black tape over nips and shows her boobs. That's sweet.
So that's cool. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Does she ever wear
fingerless gloves?
I don't know. That'd be like their whole band. People be a lot more well known if they wore some gloves like this.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to move on to petty beef?
I guess.
Okay.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
You ready, Judge Joe Brown?
I'm ready, your bitch. Bitch?
Listen, bitch,
did I do it,
can
bitch?
Can I approach the stand, bitch?
Bitch.
All right, we got some petty beef coming in from our kinky son, John.
Ooh.
He says, hey guys, like the show, Avi. My friend sucks at spelling.
Love that.
Sometimes
opening.
I text him something serious and he says something like, I sent right now, but maybe later. And he spelt that I C E N T R I T
E.
Mm-hmm. Maybe later. Or I'm coming over right now with C U M M I N G. It's so annoying and sometimes I can't even understand it. I sometimes text him back, Do you or have English? Or can you send that again, but in English? LOL. Wow. I think it's funny sometimes, but stupid. I want to hear your guys' perspective on it. Love your kinky son, John.
You know what? I'm with John on this one. That I know, I understand that it's just a text message, but just, I mean, fuck.
Give it some effort.
Just try. Put it in there. And I even get a little, it's not like all the time, but if you're writing me something and you just don't put periods, and you just like flop your way through
punctuation's
it.
Punctuation's a big deal.
Does. Like, I'm like, ugh. Like, I really do not enjoy reading it. And it does, it comes off, like, between friend to friend, that's fine. And some people have the ability to turn on, like, this extra intellectual professional side. And on the other side, they're like, I sent right when you maybe later. And then the other one, they're like, sorry, I missed your phone call earlier.
Like, I know it was an inconvenience.
Inconvenient time for you, as you have to now wait on me. as I did not deliberately ignore your conversation.
How many big words can we fit in here?
Your invitation for conversation. Yeah, but just you can turn it on and go that way. But when, a friend that does this shit, it does every single time I read them. Like, I fucking, why? And unless maybe I know you in real life and you have a PhD or whatever, I'm like, okay, like, that's fine.
He's just fucking around.
But if we're just getting to know each other and it's just riddled with mistakes and spelling shit, it's like, God damn, just little try.
Well, you know what's funny is like getting some comments on videos from people. I'll put a video out and people and someone will comment this, like they just hate it and they want to voice their opinion, but use no punctuation. And I'm reading it and it's like, I'm like fumbling my way through it. I have a hard enough time fucking reading shit,
which isn't saying.
Yeah. But now like, I just can't understand it at all. And it's supposed to be an insult.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, now I'm just laughing at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if you're trying to
get upset about it,
if you're expecting a text or an email to have some weight, you better know how to write.
Come in here with the right there.
Have some grammar. Yeah.
You know?
Have some grammar, like, lessons.
Yeah. You know, and what's funny, like, sometimes we'll be texting back and forth, and I'll say something, and I'll, like, type it in, then my phone will autocorrect it to, like I say fuck a lot. And then I'm like, duck. And it's like, oh, duck. And then, no, not duck. And it says, not duck, duck. I'm like, not, God damn it, fuck. And then I have to push the thing, like, remember, I want you to remember
that
I'm trying to say fuck.
Fuck.
Don't give me this duck shit. I want to say fuck.
I don't go hunting. Yeah. I'm never ordering duck.
I'm a Husky fan, not a Ducks fan.
Right. I'm not ever, rarely am I talking about ducks, always talking about fucks.
I've played Duck Duck Goose
once.
Years ago.
Yeah. At a party.
Yeah.
Was it a swingers party? Yes.
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
We called it fuck
duck.
My goose.
Fuck a duck or whatever.
Fuck a duck. Go fuck a duck.
Go fuck yourself. It was, I don't know, different. What I'm saying is I hardly ever talk about ducks. No, I'm there, and there's, God damn it, there's a, what word is it? It is ridiculous when it tries to correct it. It's, I want to say it's thyme, and it throws it into like some pepper. It's not fine, but it's like
temper.
But it just like changes it to something no one ever talks about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's no way you thought that, like, now I was talking about going fishing.
I've never mentioned this word ever, and all of a sudden you change after to astronaut, or, you know,
like, God damn it. Not what?
We'll come astronaut. The party's over.
Right. Absolutely.
We'll stop by astronaut. The party's over.
Thumbs up.
What?
Out of this world. Out of this world, buddy. See you after the party.
Give me some space.
I'm with John on this one. I'm curious if from the people that just don't give a fuck, they just let the thumbs fly and write whatever they want. What is your reasoning behind that? Like, what is it? Because it's not professional, and you're like, you get the gist. You know what I'm trying to say. But I mean, that argument, just apply that to the rest of your life. Oh, come on. I think I'm trying to do.
I'm pretty indifferent about this. I think it's a situational thing. Like, if you say, hey, so-and-so's got cancer, I'm having a tough time. And then you're like, I'll come by. And you're like, it's like, that's something we would do because we don't really take things serious. But
OMG, I'm coming over right now with coming.
Yeah.
Have you just talked about your dad having cancer? Yeah.
I'm coming. Did you try to say I'm coming all over?
Right. Be like, please just read the room.
Yeah, there's certain people. I mean, I find that all the time. You know, like, there's pretty much nothing I can say that you would go, oh, dude, like, ugh. Because we just don't take things serious. But there are some people, you know, we'll be in a setting and I'll be like, here's an example. I have an example. The other day, Joe sent me this long, it was like a minute long audio text, and it was him. He had this idea and he was like, so I'm thinking blah blah blah, and he didn't want to type it all out. And I got that text, and it's probably an hour later I got it, and instead of writing him back, I had to go pee, and I went in there and I set the my phone on the counter, and I hit record, and I just peed. And it was like a minute and a half
pee. It was a
long fucking pee. And I flushed the toilet and everything, and it was all in there. And then I was just like, oh yeah, that sounds good.
On the back end of that.
Right in the end, it was like, that sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, to him, he's like, I wish I'd get that minute back. Ha 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 ha, funny. But there was, my wife had a friend over, and they were sitting out on the dining room table having a conversation. I went and sat over there, and I was like, oh, Joe just sent me this message. And then I sent this back, and I hit play. and all of a sudden it was just going, and it was just peeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there at the table while they were sitting at the table. And my wife's looking at me like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And the girl that was over there was kind of like, ha ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
But I let the whole thing like a minute and a half long, but it's just me peeing.
You pause their music? You're like, here,
well, check this out. I mean, I paused their conversation.
That's true.
They were having an adult conversation. And I just let that message play of me peeing the entire time.
He's like, I'm thinking about moving from my 401k to my... I want to be like, check this out. Piss.
And she was a good sport. She kind of laughed it off. But inside, I wonder what she was thinking. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Because
We know each other, but we don't know each other that well.
Right.
And I'm just letting this message be peeing.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
And my wife's probably thinking, like, Jesus Christ. She knows me well enough. She's like, God damn it.
She's like, well, I know Joe found that funny.
Yeah.
But that's
person,
all that matters.
The other person, she's like, maybe she found it funny, but she was like, do we have that kind of relationship?
Right. Absolutely.
Anyway, that's derailed again.
That's not derailed. That's great.
I don't really care.
You don't care?
No.
Okay. I definitely appreciate some effort and not just nonsense. Of course, that's fine from time to time as long as I know what's happening. But if we're like trying to talk and you just throw up with your thumbs, it's like, come on.
The older I get, the more
How much time would you save?
The less I care.
2 seconds.
I'm trying to get worked up by things,
mm-hmm.
and I think I'm trying to come in hot with something.
Mm-hmm.
But the older I get, I'm trying to do the opposite. Usually, the older people get, the more horse blinder they get, the more dug in, and they want to kids these days. Whereas I'm going the other way. I'm just kind of like, whatever.
I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah, like, is it really worth being fucking pissed about this shit?
Well, if you are just a sloppy texter, feel free to write into heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com.
And do it in a terrible grammar.
Like, this is what... You don't know what you talk about.
This is stupid with two O's, like slightly stupid.
Yeah, just let it go. Let it go. Looking forward to it. All right, let's move on. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! All right, so we're heading into some good news. Before we do that, we're just going to point out that we, you know, looking at the clock here, we are running pretty long. So to make sure that we hear from you kids, we're going to read Hey Guys today in the bonus part of the episode. So just stay tuned for that. We want to make sure that you guys get your voices in there, and we'll do that on the back half today.
We have gone long.
Yes, we have.
I never go. I'm always way too fast.
Yeah, you've stretched it out today, haven't
mm-hmm.
you?
So your this, mom's, or,
oh my God, don't you dare. So this is coming kind of at an
C-U-M-M-Y-N-G
time. Yeah, this is C-U-M-M-M. Because of all the recent cancellations with Southwest. But this was not this time.
Oh, more bad news. Sorry.
It was back on December 7th. So anyway, the article says, it sounds like the beginning of a movie. After a flight cancellation left passengers stranded in Orlando, a ragtag group, which kind of a mean adjective setting up like this article, of 13 came together to drive a rented van more than 10 hours north to their final destination. Along the way, they found viral fame and hopefully lifelong friendship. So you know what we're saying here, but they were sitting around, they all realized they're going to the same spot, but their flight was canceled. So instead of just sitting in the airport, they just got in a goddamn van and drove.
They're like, take it in their own hands.
Yeah, got themselves there. So again, this is back on a Sunday, December 4th, when it happened. After being delayed twice, Frontier eventually canceled the flight to Knoxville, Tennessee altogether. So you're like, well, we can get you out on the next flight, which is Tuesday night. That's like 48 hours later. We can wait 2 days to go back. People have things to do. So they just rented it and drove their way up there. But still game, says Story joined her mother and godmother in the group of 13 for the drive north to Knoxville. So what Story was saying is the line was super long, and I was like, I'm just going to let my mom handle it. Atlanta Story told today. And so she yells over at me, and she's like, Anna, we're heading downtown to get this van with all these people, which is pretty fun. This is really the way that I wish the world could work and not be scared that like you get in there and you're just going to get murdered.
Yeah. It's going to be a mass murder.
It'll be a mass murder, and someone's going to purposely drive the van off a bridge. Like, everyone just thinks the worst at all times. It's really not, but...
You remember John Candy in Home Alone?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, we missed our flight, so we got a van. We're driving back to Sheboygan or whatever the hell they were going.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And she gets in the van with him, and he plays his saxophone, and
They make
whatever,
it?
His piccolo or whatever the hell he's playing.
They make and it they and make everyone's it. Happy.
But it, like, yeah, same thing. Like, they just like, fuck it. We can't get on a plane.
Yep. But I love that. And it is a reminder. I mean, we hear about it, and a lot of it is just because of how connected we are. We hear of all the bad shit, and it scares us into thinking the world today is worse than it's ever been. And that's not the case at all.
Yeah, you just hear about it more.
You just hear about it more because we're so connected. So what I'm saying is, if you ever have a chance to get in a van with strangers, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even care what the circumstances are. Get in the van.
Hopefully it's a giant orgy.
And go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to Knoxville, Tennessee. Get in the van and go.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, we hear stories about, like, hitchhiking. Like, I would never hitchhike. Or everyone says, like, these days, something these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, there are things that are bad, but there were always
things that were bad.
Killed, yeah. People getting raped and kidnapping. This has always gone on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, all this serial killing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's way harder to get away with all that now. So it's kind of slowed things down a little bit. Now there's just mass shootings.
Right.
I mean, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, there's not as many serial killings, but
yeah, they're just big old things. But yeah, it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. So don't fall into that. You want to take a look at a weird thing I found on the internet
real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just curious because you said ragtag, and you're like, that's weird. You always hear ragtag, and I think when I hear that, it's like a bunch of scrappy kids doing something,
right?
So I actually looked up the definition, just ragtag, and I always find this kind of thing funny. So ragtag, it says, a group of people perceived as disreputable.
Mm. So now I got to go.
And this, so I was like, well, fuck, now I got to look up what disreputable means.
It's like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah. So not considered to be respectable in character or appearance.
Now I got
to
look up fucking respectable.
Yeah. It's just funny. It was like, you could go down a rabbit hole of trying to figure out what a definition of something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in the end, that was not a very nice thing to say,
right?
About this rag.
Yeah, they did. A fun
I'm sure
thing.
They. I'm sure they meant it in a way of, like, just from all different parts of life,
yeah,
from all different areas, yeah, like whatever reason, put themselves together to make this trip happen.
When I ragtag, when I think it's like the Bad News Bears. That's when oh fuck. every time they go up in the field, oh,
you're a football coach, you lose the game. Fucking. I fumble at an inopportune time, just
showing the sideline. The coach just over there, chiseling his pants. Anyway, let's ragtag. It just seems like a fun group of
misfit, you know, toys,
misfits.
Anyway, something weird.
Huff's bit.
Yep.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
Joe, what is Idaho known for?
Potatoes and, unfortunately, the Aryan Nation.
Okay.
Which one were you going with?
Well, I was going to go Aryan Nation and also potatoes.
Okay. Which one are we talking about today?
We'll go with the potatoes.
Okay, fine. I like that. It's perfect. I like
so,
that.
So there's this thing on Amazon that you can, it's called Potato Pal. Your face on a real potato. Upload your own image, novelty, and gag gift seen on Shark Tank, surprise gift box included. So basically, you order a potato and you can have your face printed on it. Then you just send it to someone.
Or you can have a message written on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever they just use a printer or whatever they do and just put your face on a potato and then get it sent off. It's like in a nice little special box.
Yeah.
God,
happy birthday, Grandpa, is one of the things says.
God, I love dumb shit like this. Potato parcel.
That funny. Is funny though, because anytime there's like this is a thing that could go viral and it'll probably be short lived, but there for a while, everybody thinks it's funny to send this and you've got my face on a potato. You know, I can't see the staying power, but every time you eat a potato, you think of them.
Looking at some of the one-star reviews.
Oh, no.
You think you're buying a potato lasered onto a potato, or a photo lasered onto a potato. Everyone will laugh and tell you what a clever gag gift. You fool!
You fool!
It's actually a photo cutout and glued to the potato. They will definitely laugh. Make sure to lie when they ask how much it costs.
What? It's not even a real...
I'm sure the quality changes.
I mean, we got these fingerless gloves on Amazon, mm-hmm. and mine... I've been kicking a lot of ass, so it's... They're shredding a little bit, but...
Still pretty good, though. So if you're looking for a new gag gift to add to your gag gift collection of things to do, I think this is a pretty good one.
I wonder if people buy gags as gag gifts.
Like just like ball gags?
Yeah, like you just send someone a ball gag.
Yeah, ball gag and a butt plug.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Grandma. Right?
Sure. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. This isn't nearly big enough.
Well... She knows, yeah. Instead
she's like,
of
this
like,
will fall right out.
Instead of like, oh my gosh, what is this? And you have to explain it. She's just like, oh, I had one of these back in 76.
Yeah, well, back in in training school. Before I knew how to gape.
This was just a widener is all it was.
Yeah, she has like a technical term. You're like, Grandma, please stop. Then she starts like, you're trying to make her feel weird. Yeah. And she knows so much about it. Like now she just reverses the weirdness.
She's like, this is just the in-between
one. This is the in-between. What you really need is, she just like opens a little chest right next to her with a dinosaur egg sized butt plug.
It opens up and it plays a little song.
Plays Cotton Eye Joe. I don't know why it's always so funny to me in a sexual setting. Get out of here for Cotton Eye Joe.
It's trying to get in the mood. You lay her down on the bed. You walk over. You
light a candle.
Light a candle. You turn on the stereo. It's like, get out of here for Cotton Eye Joe.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did she come from? I mean, we're already banned, so let's just get this going before we get out of here. One second, everybody. All right. Imagine some
where did you come
sex.
On? Where did it go? Where did you come?
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Every athletic, every arena around the world plays this song.
Kids going like this. God, talk about just nailing it.
Yeah.
Nailing it.
So turned on right now.
197 million views just on that one. I'm sure it's other places.
Yeah, that's just the one.
Okay, so we mentioned we're skipping Hey Guys. We'll get to it very first out the gate on the bonus side. Don't you worry about it. But we're going to go over to the wrap things up and get you a nice factoid. Maybe get your brain going a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sounds like a robot fact.
It does. Beep, bop, boop.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right, just some brain candy on the back end today. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If people on a planet 65 million light years away were to look at Earth, they would see dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking what?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, for whatever reason, they have a telescope that powerful, and they're just peeking back at us. They just see dinosaurs.
Oh, we should distance. Go invade that planet.
They're big ass. They wouldn't. If you saw a fucking T-Rex. Actually, I don't know what their species looks like, but that's just crazy to think about.
Maybe they're more dinosaurs.
The relevance of time just compared on how it's perceived because of what light is
a light
being admitted.
Year, so like it takes eight seconds to get from light from the sun to get to Earth?
8 minutes.
Or 8 minutes,
I think, yeah.
So, like, when you think about that, how far away something is, like, we'll never be able to reach certain things. That's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, we could send something out now, and the Earth will probably be burnt by the sun.
Be completely gone.
The sun will consume the entire solar system by the time it gets there.
It bounces off something, like, oh, they need our help. Mm-hmm. And it's just 650 million light years too late.
Yeah.
Please help. SOS. Need your help immediately.
Can you imagine that late, being that late to something?
To a party?
Sorry, I was 650 million years late.
I know, man. Fast me late, am I right? Okay,
always
guys.
Likes to make an appearance or an entrance.
Makes the grand entrance. You know him. You know Brian. Oh, Brian guy. All right, guys. We'll see you on the bonus side if you are subscribed to us on Patreon. If not, we will see you next week.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah. I'll see you in there.
We didn't do any of the end of the episode things.
No,
should we do that?
Become a part of the gaggle so you can get this.
Yeah.
Where do we get that, Joe? Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast?
That's exactly where you get it, Brian.
What about Facebook and IG?
Yeah, you just go on those social media platforms and search for Can You Don't Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll put an at sign in front of it and it should pop up.
Should.
And you can go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's a thing now.
It is. You got the videos there. This one might be taken down.
That one dude that just died that was one of the first viral guys.
I don't know.
He used to do, he was like a little guy. Anyway.
sorry. Rest in peace.
I forgot his name, whatever. Okay. You have something you want to see on the show, email it to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And what do we, do people need to rate the show, Joe?
It's very helpful if they do, Brian.
Because a lot of people, they rated it down. We need to get it back up.
Not a lot of people, but they definitely did hurt it. Head over to whatever, Apple or Google, wherever you can review the podcast and do that. It helps out a ton. It helps us place in the charts, and that's exactly where we want to be. So thank you.
And the medical charts.
Yeah, the medical charts. X-rays. And thanks to the babysitters for moderating the Can You Don't Playground Facebook group. Appreciate that. A lot of fun happening in
no
there.
No fights happening.
No fights. No fights
they're
on that page.
They're doing a good job of moderation.
Fights other places. Fights not there. All right, now we're ready to head over to the bonus
side. See you guys in the party.
That's that day.